Vocabulary with comments, lesson 21, regular verbs, and a couple of first declension nouns. All right, our regular verbs. This means that there are no weird things about these. They just attach the personal endings and behave like they should. So, anoigo means I open. Now, attaching the personal endings, just for example here, anoigo means I open. Anoiges means you open. Anoige, he, she, or it opens. Anoigomen, we open. Anoigeta, y'all open. Anoigusin, they open. And again, like the middle passives, anoig amai, I am opened. Anoige, you are opened. So just to be sure that you understand how these personal endings are attached to the ends of the nouns to change the person and number, and also the time from present time to past time, and the voice, right? So it's active or middle passive. This four quadrant set of personal endings is very powerful and important to memorize, but also to understand. Okay, so anoigo means I open. Baptizo means I baptize. Pretty easy, right? Baptizo, baptize. Didasco means I teach. And in English, we talk about a didactic method. It's a method of teaching. Didasco, teach. Keruso means I preach. We talk about kerygma, which is preaching. Kerygma is an English cognate of keruso, the Greek verb, which means I preach. Melo means I am about to. And often in Greek, this will be followed by an infinitive, but more about that later. Melo, I am about to. Euangelizo means I bring good news. And of course, evangelism is very close to euangelizo. Patho means I persuade. Patho means I persuade. And now the first declension nouns. Parabole, ace, hey, means parable. Well, that one's pretty easy, right? Parable, parabole, almost identical. Same with this next one. Prophetes, u, ha, means prophet. Sounds almost the same, but there's something odd about this first declension noun, right? It's masculine. Prophetes, u, ha. Wait. First declension should be ace, hey. Why is this u, ha? Well, because it's a first declension masculine noun. And as you look at the whole paradigm, it looks like this. Prophetes, prophetu, prophete, prophetein, prophetai, prophetone, prophetais, prophetas. So you can see that this word follows the normal, if you can call it normal, the normal first declension masculine pattern, meaning that for most of the endings, it looks feminine, except for the genitive singular, which actually does look masculine, prophetu. But it's a masculine noun, even though it has these first declension endings. Okay? All right, moving on. Sophia, os, he, is wisdom. And we talk about philosophia, philosophy. It's the love of wisdom. Synagoge, ace, he, means synagogue. You can almost hear it, right? Synagoge, synagogue. Sun is together, and ago is like, agoge is like to bring, so to bring together. Synagoge, to gather together. And then chara, os, hey, means joy. If you have a girl named Kara, her name means joy. Chara, os, hey, means joy. And then one more time, we just can't do those personal endings too much. Primary active, meaning it's present time and the subject is doing the action of the verb. O, ace, a, amen, eta, usi. Primary middle passive, meaning that it's present time, but the subject is receiving the action of the verb. Amai, a, etai, amatha, estha, antai. And then secondary active, meaning it's past time and the subject is doing the action of the verb, on, s-n, amen, etta, on. And then secondary, middle, or passive, meaning that it's past time and the subject is receiving the action of the verb, amen, u, etta, amatha, estha, anta. All right, so the whole thing, o, ace, a, amen, etta, usi. Amai, e, etai, amatha, estha, antai. On, s, n, amen, etta, on. Amen, u, etta, amatha, estha, anta.